Eugene, Oregon.
Yes.
And I'd like to report something I've just seen.
Okay.
I saw this about at least 4 or 5 minutes ago.
Okay.
Now, it was, I looked at it through binoculars. It was at least, how far away do you think it was from where we were?
Well, it was up near the cloud cover.
It was underneath the cloud cover we have here. I don't know how high the cloud cover is right now. It was traveling fairly low, and when first sighted, it was a horizontal, kind of a, how would you describe it, kind of a bar, and it, underneath, it was traveling horizontally to the horizon. Underneath was a yellow, a bright yellow, and overhead was almost a dim orange. It was varying between the two colors.
Uh-huh.
And it got brighter and brighter as it came, it appeared to come closer. And then the flame flickered out. And then in place of the flame, there was an object that was completely spherical in shape, what appeared to me. It was black in color, kind of a cinder. And it was traveling, it appeared to me, traveling faster than a plane would travel. And, but, well, maybe slower than a jet plane might travel, depending on the jet, I guess. It was traveling fairly fast. And it disappeared over the southeastern horizon going toward Creswell.
Okay, did that object appear solid?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, did you hear any sound?
Just a minute. What?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes, there was a little one that dropped out. All right, there was a large
spherical shape,
and then it appeared that I was pretty far close to the horizon. It was very hazy due to the cloud cover, and it appeared that a smaller one separated from it, from below it, and became a bright color, bright white or a yellowish, kind of a maybe an off-white, and shot very fast toward the horizon, just extremely fast. And about a couple seconds later, it appeared back underneath it and hovered for a while underneath it, and then it was gone. It didn't appear to shoot off in another direction. Maybe it went back up to the other spherical shape. I'm not too sure. I think that's what it might have happened.
Now, when that small object moved away, was it to the east or western horizon?
It was moving in. All right, what direction is that? It was moving south.
Okay, then you didn't see that come back.
I didn't see it come back. Yes, I did.
Did you see the small one come back?
Yes.
And it moved under the larger one?
Yes.
But you did not. Did you see the small one go aboard the large one?
No, I didn't. I can't say that for sure.
Okay.
That was just my
and this all took place as the object is moving southeast?
Yes, the larger object was in continual motion.
Okay.
I didn't hear any sound at all.
Uh-huh. Can you compare the size of that object with anything that you know?
Depending on how far it was, I also take consideration there was a cloud cover over. It was hovering in and out of the clouds. It appeared to be mostly out of it. What do you think?
Well,
of a large, very large weather balloon or something like that? I'm not sure.
Well, I don't know. The size that I saw, okay, it looked about the size of a pea. A little large,
uh-huh.
Larger, and quite far away, because you could tell that it was round, but you couldn't, you know, tell, like, if there was, you know, anything about it that might resemble a weather balloon or something, like if there was something underneath it or something,
okay.
Because it was round.
Uh-huh.
And it was, every once in a while it would go behind a light patch of clouds, you know, and just for maybe half a second. And then come back out. That's how I thought maybe it was up in the cloud cover. Or
it appeared
just below it.
It appeared to be, from what my guess would be, maybe the size of a very, very large balloon. How far is the balloon across? I'm not sure. I really can't say. It appeared to be very large, but it also appeared to be very far away.
Okay. Can you give me the degrees above the horizon that this thing was located?
I'm afraid I can't.
Okay. But you actually saw the object move out of sight?
Yes, it disappeared over the horizon.
Okay, how were you attracted to this to begin with?
Shouts and cries from my girlfriend's mother and her friend.
Okay.
Yeah, our friend was just leaving and Mom walked out to say goodbye to her, and they were watching it go across the sky and said, wow, it looks like a UFO. So we went out to look, and we saw it, and I ran back and got my binoculars to look.
Okay. And you figure you watched this just about 5 minutes?
Yeah, about 5 minutes.
And how many witnesses to that?
Let's see, there were four who just saw it with the naked eye, and then the two of us that looked through it with binoculars.
Okay. And through binoculars, you could see the spherical shape?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we sure appreciate this report, and if we get any additional information on this, we'll get back to you and let you know about it.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.